letter you, sweet lady, answering your mystical call. Crystal ball on the table, showing the future, the past. Same cat with them evil eyes, and I knew it was a spell she cast. She's just a double woman with evil on her mind. Beware the double woman, she's gonna get you. She's just a double woman with evil on her mind. Beware the double woman, she's gonna get you from behind. She offered me, I found myself on the floor. Then I looked into the deep green eyes, and I wonder what I came here for. She's just a double woman with evil on her mind. Beware the double woman, she's gonna get you. She's just a double woman with evil on her mind. Beware the double woman, she's gonna get you from behind.
Except when I'm thinking of you. to shake the feeling, but it hasn't happened yet. I try to follow orders and remain the best of friends, but I can't stay inside when the outside must pretend. While in negotiations, I see the hollow in your eyes. With our expectations, we believe each other's lies. We suffer through the silence and maintain that it's alright.
From Deerhoof.
Yeah. You are listening to
WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
You owe no home of no family.
Thank you. Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
Somebody else is probably Christmas time. Probably Christmas time. Go and dust. toss the mistletoe off the shelf. You know that it's Christmas time. Must be it's Christmas time. Summer came and went, now there's snow strong on the fence, and it's Christmas time. Mother, father, sister, brothers, little that I have be yours. What's yours is mine, it's Christmas time. All that I have is yours, what's yours is mine, it's Christmas time. Dressing up in your Sunday best, you're blessed, and it's Christmas time. Must be it's Christmas time. If you check your cheek, there's a lipstick kiss you missed, and it's Christmas time. Must be it's Christmas time. The food was heaven sent, but we'd barely made a dent, and it's Christmas time. What's yours is mine, it's Christmas time. All that I have is yours, what's yours is mine, it's Christmas time.
so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Just go on. My mind's as cold as a twist the branches in the corners, lay the planks out for my spine, whittled down the day to a narrow straight line, crawling at the splinters. Thank you.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It's 4:43 here at WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet. www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes, .com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. I'm going to be here from now until 5 a.m. Now from now until 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. Phone number 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's get right into it. An abbreviated session today. Iowa 27, Nebraska 24 in college football. Memphis 34, Cincinnati 24, Boise State 31, Colorado State 24. Upset, unranked Virginia defeated Virginia Tech, ranked number 24, 39-30. Appalachian State 48, Troy 13, Ohio State 56, Michigan 27, LSU 50, Texas A&M 7, Clemson 38, South Carolina 3, Georgia 52, Georgia Tech 7, upset, Auburn ranked number 15, defeated Alabama ranked number 5, 48-45, Utah 45, Colorado 15, Oklahoma 34, Oklahoma State 16, Wisconsin 13, ranked number 13, defeated Minnesota, ranked number 8, 38-17, Baylor 61, Kansas 6, Penn State 27, Rutgers 6, Florida 40, Florida State 17, Oregon 24, Oregon State 10, Notre Dame 45, Stanford 24, and Kansas State 27, Iowa State 17. In the NBA, Kings 100, the Nuggets 97, that was an overtime game. 76ers 119, Pacers 116. Rockets 158, Hawks 111, and the Bucks 137, and the Hornets 96. In the National Hockey League, Rangers 4, New Jersey Zip, Flyers 4, Canadiens 3, that was an overtime game, Maple Leafs 2, then the Sabres 1, Capitals 5, and the Red Wings 2. Hurricanes 3 and the Lightning 2. Panthers 3 and the Predators zip. And in the National Football League on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, we had the Bears 24 and the Lions 20. I had that one. The Bills 26 and the Cowboys 15. I had that one. And the Saints 26 and the Falcons 18. Had that one too. So, Yes, I do. Have right at my fingertips. How about that? Well, when you come so late, I guess you should have things in order, but... That's not always the case either. Okay. Going into the Thursday games. I was in first place with 103 wins and 58 losses. Scott was in second place, 99 and 62. And David and Kenny were tied for third, 97 and 64. Bill had to drop out, but the good news is that he is feeling a lot better, the last I heard. And that was before Thanksgiving. We're looking for him to come back next year. All ready and raring to go. Okay, let's see. What do I have for today's games and Monday? I got the 49ers over the Ravens. This is my upset pick of the week. Jimmy G, you go, baby. I got the Panthers over the War Team. Go take all the selfies you want. I got the Jets over the Bungles. What was last week's Jets score? I got the Colts over the Titans. Let Jacoby play his game, please. I got the Bucks over Jaguars. Have I picked the Bucks this year? I think this is the first time. I got the Chiefs over the Raiders. Mahomes is healthier. I got the Eagles over the Dolphins. They are still a decent team. I got the Packers over the Giants. And have the Pack been exposed? I got the Rams over the Cardinals. Have the Rams been exposed? I got the Chargers over the Broncos in the Who Cares Bowl. I got the Browns over the Plastics. I can't believe that I have to succumb to these loudmouths. But the Plastics are giving them every opportunity to make themselves look good. I got the Patriots over the Texans, and the Varsity beats the JVs again. And on Monday night, I got the Seahawks over the Vikings. Gordon gives Wilson another weapon. So, there you go. 450 here on WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you, it's 20 degrees outside the studio this morning that was coming in. Sorry again for being late. I'm having problems with my computer. The scores are coming in so slowly. I don't believe I got all the NHL scores. And, we'll see what we can do. Maybe waking up a little earlier, that could be an answer. Not one that I like, but we could do whatever it takes to get the program rolling on time. It's 4:50 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. On this Sunday, December the 1st, 2019 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, however. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I guess I have not been following the Celtics as closely as I would like. I was surprised that they had 5 losses. I don't remember. Well, they lost a couple of games on the road trip, but I thought they won their last one against the New Jersey Nets. But I was surprised that they had 5 losses. But anyway, they are still playing extremely well, considering they without Gordon Hayward, and the rookies have been doing passable work coming in off the bench. Second period on. First team, Walker has had some shooting problems, but he's had that neck injury that could have been extremely serious. But he's back, I believe, and playing. And add him to Brown and Tatum. And we still got a big 3. I think in the last game, Theis got about 14 points along with the starting team against the Nets. And I'm looking for them to have a really good year. And I said that even before the season began. So we'll see how far and how well my prediction has gone. Okay, 4:53 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this abbreviated edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. To get you involved in the sports conversation, you need to give me a call. 1-855-915-9636. 915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Actually, please don't call me now because I I have to set up some of my equipment for the Sounds of Praise program. So you stay tuned. Got some great gospel music coming your way.
Thank you.